Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Agriculture Today. On this first part of today's broadcast, we're going to take up an issue that has been lingering over the wheat industry for quite some time. It's referred to in basic terms as the lack of convergence between cash and futures wheat prices, which very well can have a direct influence on a wheat grower's marketing options and capabilities. And in fact, there was a meeting recently that addressed this in some detail, attended by our three guests now. They are agricultural economists at Kansas State University. Dan O'Brien with us via phone from Colby. Here in studio, Beth Yeager and Art Barnaby. And let's just talk about the gist of the meeting before we go any further and then dive into the issue at hand here. Art, would you care to share first?
Yeah, what we did was we contacted people inside the industry to get a better handle on why we were not seeing convergence between futures and cash at delivery points during the delivery period. Among others, we talked to a number of grain merchandisers that represented both co-op elevators as well as stock-held elevators, elevators who are eligible to make delivery, and we'll talk more about that later. Not all elevators can make delivery. In fact, it's very few elevators that can. We also had with us Fred Seaman with the CME, who makes changes to the futures contract, and they've even announced they're going to change to a VSR method, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. I also had a house staffer, and we met with a commodity broker, all of which had a different view of what needed to be done.
Want to put it in a context here, very basically speaking, before we go much further. Beth, we'll bring you in for this matter of convergence or lack thereof, wide basis, wheat, cash to futures, why it is such an issue of importance to the production sector.
So one of the main issues is that historically we've taught that you could make delivery. And so you had two options. You could either offset your futures contract prior to or at the same time that you were selling in the cash market, or you could deliver 5,000 bushels of wheat for every contract that you had. And that would also, in a sense, offset or meet the expectations of your futures contract. And what we were finding was that actually farmers cannot deliver on their hard red winter wheat futures contract. And so we needed to make changes in terms of how we were educating farmers primarily, as well as the rest of industry in terms of what was going on.
I might add that applies to all the grains. It's just that we're close to delivery points in central Kansas. We are not close to delivery points for the other grains. The nearest one to us would be St. Louis. But farmers who short the futures should never go into the delivery period thinking they've got the leverage of delivery, because as Beth said, they don't have that leverage. The only way you get out is by your way out, and that kind of changes how you approach the farm marketing strategy.
And to further set the table here, Dan, you have interacted with producers as a grain market economist. You've been hearing directly from wheat growers in particular about this issue and this hang-up as they view it for quite some while, have you not?
Yes, I think when you talk about the effectiveness of our typical set of marketing strategies in terms of either storage hedges or holding grain at harvest, even in a speculative cash approach, which I've done for years, the lack of convergence that we've had, the widening of basis has made it pretty difficult for them to figure out what to do. I think there's almost more comfort right now in managing futures price movement than to try to figure out how to actually manage price risk overall with what's been happening on the basis side. We're thinking as a group that if some of the tools are brought to bear that could bring about convergence, VSR, of course, being the chosen method that the CME is going to go with, as opposed to just raising the storage rate internally or some of the others that were talked about. It's been our thought and contention that as these tools are applied, and if we were to continue to have large inventories that kept that under the present situation would lead to wide basis levels, that we end up and just have a very difficult time in giving farmers reasonable advice on how to market their way out of all these issues. We see carrying charges that have reflected these in-contract storage rates for warehouse receipts that are held rather than being sold into the cash contract. And, of course, there's every incentive under the current situation, at least until some of the recent weather patterns have come into play, and maybe that'll change that. But under the large inventory situation we have now, we have these carries in the market that frankly offer the best opportunity to try to make money selling wheat right now, and that would be to capture the carry in the futures. But that doesn't answer the question of what's happening in the basis side. And although I think we're seeing a move towards farmers building their own storage, trying to capture that carry, but under the current situation, we still haven't answered the question of what wide basis does. Really, I think folks right at this point, and Art and Beth, see what you all think of that. I think they're moving towards trying to manage price movement in the future side, but really haven't yet answered to date what they'll do about the basis situation, other than basically saying, well, we're going to wait, someday it'll narrow up. Well, there's not a lot of surety in that. So with the VSR that's been established, again, out into sometime in May, I think it's May 18th of 2018, there's at least a mechanism in place that has a track record based off of these other, off the Chicago contract where it's been in use, to where we're pretty confident or hopeful that mechanism will now work also in the Kansas City contract, bring about narrower basis levels. And really isn't the thought that it will raise cash prices. If anything, it'll probably bring futures prices more in line with what the actual market moving cash price and what we think is the real price in the market, i.e. the price at these local locations that wheat will actually sell for in cash. It'll probably bring futures prices down closer to cash. And in doing that, I think it'll bring us more surety, more reliability in our cash marketing strategies out in the country that we're thinking people will employ.
So the primary response on the part of the CME as part of this meeting was the implementation of the variable storage rate, or the VSR. Is that a solution?
To sort of give you a little background of how we got into this problem, basically we had big wheat crop. And there wasn't enough storage space for all that wheat. So anytime you're short of something, the price goes up. Well, in this case, we're short of storage. And so the price should go up on storage. However, when you examine the futures contract itself, the storage rate was fixed. And it was fixed at a price level. Now, it's higher than what you're paying at your local country elevator for storage, but it was fixed at a price that's lower than its real market value. So if you've got a market that would set that storage rate much higher because it's short in supply and it can't move higher, then the only thing they can adjust in that contract is the basis. So that's why your basis widened out on you. There just simply wasn't enough storage for the crop.
Yes, and I'd add into that, I think the institution of VSR is an effort by the CME to allow the storage charges for unsold delivered grain and inform these warehouse receipts to allow the storage charges, the cost for holding that delivered grain in this warehouse receipt form, to allow the cost of that to actually expand to meet the market levels. And what Art said is just dead on in terms of, they were searching for a mechanism to allow the carrying charges in the CME Kansas Hard Red River Wheat contract to expand to the place where it reflects the true value of storage, true cost of storage. And just as Art had said, in this tight storage situation we've worked our way towards over the last two or three years, the cost of storage is way more than what the contract was allowing to be expressed. So the only place that people in the real-world cash market could go when they were in the situation where the futures markets the carrying charge did not reflect the value of storage in the market in a tight storage supply situation was to go the route of expanding the basis. So, and Art and Beth, I hope I'm saying this right, the hope is that this VSR adoption will now allow the market to move to reflect whatever the true cost of storing grain is, as they look at market supply demand forces at the local level. You know, what's the value of storing grain at these local elevators, particularly in this case these delivery elevators, to allow that expansion to occur so that we don't have to come back and make up the difference in the basis. And when you have to make up the difference in the local basis situation, then basically you're widening the basis substantially. At least that's what we've seen. Is that a fair statement?
Is that your take, Beth?
Yeah, I agree with Dan on that's the objective. We did hear from mainly buyers that they were concerned with the variable storage rate, though, that that was going to add more risk to them, that they preferred to see just a flat increased fixed storage rate so that when they were hedging that they could better lock in their prices, where with the variable storage rate, they're going to have more price uncertainty now in the market.
There's no upper bound on that VSR. And
right.
And for that reason, what we were hearing was elevators, grain merchandisers who would give end users, millers, bakers of bread, a price that's 2 years out in the future, they were willing to do that when they had a fixed storage rate because they knew what their maximum cost was going to be to deliver that wheat out in the future. That is the major concern we heard, that why they were opposed to the VSR.
Well, we have more to explore on this subject of wheat price convergence with K-State's Art Barnaby, Beth Yeager, and Dan O'Brien after this break. You're tuned to Agriculture Today.